Hi, I'm Megan.
And I'm Sarah.
We're two moms with eight kids between us, from preschool to teen.
This is the show where we help you feel better about the mom you are and share our own parenting tips and personal stories.
We're not experts. We're parents who've been there.
We're not perfect. We're real. Welcome to the Mom Hour.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to the Mom Hour. I am Megan Francis, here as always with Sarah Powers. How you doing, Sarah?
I'm great, Megan.
I am excited because we're doing another More Than Mom episode. And I feel like we've been explaining these More Than Mom episodes now. Like, do you think it's still necessary that we explain this?
Yeah, I need a disclaimer because I just think of the poor listeners who this is the first one they click on. They need to know where they are.
So, yes, that's true. Okay, so if you are new to the Mom Hour, we do a normal episode every Tuesday. And we've got hundreds or like 165 or something like that of those. But we also do every now and then, maybe like once or twice a month, we do a special episode called a More Than Mom Hour. And it's kind of like where we just talk about whatever. It's more casual, way more casual.
Way more casual. Usually fluffy stuff, kind of lifestyle, fluffy beauty, stuff. Everything that's not your life as a mom. And yeah, super casual.
It's like your life. Yeah, it's like it's not your mom life. It's like your life that happens to be this way because you probably, you know, you're a mom and maybe your life is just different than a non-mom.
But, and we have fun. We have fun. We kind of cut loose a little bit. There may be construction noise outside my window right now, an occasional
dog bark. I have to apologize a little bit because my I am getting over a summer cold and my voice has been very froggy for like a week and it's slowly getting better, but it's still not great. So I'm excited about this topic, though, because we've talked about everything on here from like 90s nostalgia beauty products to
movie musicals.
Yes. But today we're going to just like dissect what's in our purses or our bags, which
I
think is going to be hilarious.
And it's also, we didn't mean this, but it's also kind of a follow-up because we did a More Than Mom episode about what type of purses and bags we love and are in the market for.
Yeah.
So now, and I had just gotten my current bag when we did that, and now it's just full of stuff. So we're really, really doing that thing where like we kind of show you guys what's in our bag and why and some funny stuff in there.
It's some funny stuff. I think it's going to be actually pretty hilarious when we start digging in because I feel like I don't ever know what's in my bag until I get in there. I'm like, what is all this? Like, what on earth?
So what the heck? Yes. All right. So first, Megan, why don't you introduce our sponsor?
Yes, absolutely. So our sponsor today is ModCloth. Really excited about this because I have been a ModCloth customer for years. And I love that they, first of all, two things. First of all, they're very body positive.
Yeah.
So you will see every figure represented on ModCloth's site. A lot of their clothing is kind of retro looking. Not everything. They have really cute sundresses, really cute skirts and tops and just really great stuff. Swimsuits we'll talk about in a little bit. But the other thing is I feel like their community is second to none. It is really the most engaged retail community I've probably ever seen on an online site for sure. You can go there and people will review the clothing that they got and the accessories and stuff. But like they put pictures like of all body types. So you really get a great idea of what something might look like on you. And it's not just like not just size 10 or size 6 or size 14 or whatever. It's like specific body types because not every 14 looks the same and not every 6 looks the same.
Yep.
So I have found that to be like one of the most valuable things about ModCloth. Really cute stuff. And I think that they have tons of flattering stuff, but you could also decide what to get based on how people who look like you wear it. And I just love that.
Totally agree. Basically, ModCloth is like what I want to dress like, but I'm not quite there yet. I think it has a lot of retro stuff, has a slightly edgier vibe. It's like everything that I'm like, oh, if I could just do all of those things. So it's so fun to browse their site. Right now, because we're going into summer, they've got super cute sundresses and they always have great denim, like styles that you just aren't seeing everywhere else. They've collaborated with Wrangler right now. So there's a ton of 70s nostalgia, a ton of wide leg stuff. I am loving those. So you guys got to go check it out.
Yeah. And I actually have to talk a little bit about their swimsuits because I will say the first really cute suit I got as a mom that I really loved. I actually wrote a blog post about it because I loved it so much. We could dig that up. Was from ModCloth, and it was kind of a retro, like a striped red and white.
Yep.
With the sort of the bandeau top and the halter neck, and like comes down a little bit over your thighs a little bit more.
Yep.
So it's very modest, but also like really, really flattering. Tons of ruching, and it was just like a great experience because I saw that suit on so many bodies and I took my time picking it out. So now I've actually got a couple that I want to get for this summer. I'm very excited about them because they're just, you can tell like one is emerald green. It's got like a kind of like, I don't even know what you call it when like it's a halter, but the cups are there's like the deep V between the two cups are like separate.
Yeah. And
then, yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Well, we'll put a picture of that in the show notes. Very, very cute. And they go from sizes all the way from X, extra, extra small to 4X. So
yeah, they have all the sizes. And actually my 10-year-old is really like an extra small in women's, and I am loving their graphic tees. They just like, they're just funny and ironic and super cute. And I also have my eye on a pack-to-back weekend bag in teal that is like the cutest. Like if you were going away for just a night or two, I mean, we're talking about what's in our bag. I want all my things to go in this bag.
Into this bag.
Super cute.
Well, the great thing is, I bet you when we're done talking about what's in our bag, you're gonna realize you need to get everything out of this bag and get rid of it because it's just done.
Well, so actually, I do like my bag right now, but I need a weekend bag. That's why I'm going to ModCloth.
All right. It sounds great. Well, I think you guys should check it out. So if you want to do that and maybe get 15% off your purchase of $100 or more,
nice.
Go to ModCloth.com. That's ModCloth.com. And just enter the code TheMomHour at checkout. This offer only goes through September 1st, 2018. That does give you the summer to stock up on suits and stuff. But again, yep. That's ModCloth, ModCloth.com. Enter code TheMomHour at checkout and you will get 15% off your purchase.
Do it, guys. As we like to say, do it before September 1st.
Yes.
I'm going to
Let's
be.
Do it.
Okay. So, Megan, I feel like these are supposed to be shorter episodes and I'm a little worried we're going to start going through our bags and it's going to be like 4 hours later.
I feel like this is going to turn into like a therapy. I think this is going to turn into therapy or something. Okay. So here's what I want to do before we launch in. And I think we should just both, so that it doesn't go for too long, because I have a feeling we're both going to have lots of things to say. I think that we should just go one at a time and do the whole bag.
Okay.
Right? Instead of going back and forth and pulling out one item at a time, I feel like that could get out of control. But I do want to ask you this before we go.
Okay.
What do you think you're going to find in your bag? Like number of items. How many? Like, this is going to be like the jelly bar or the jelly bean guessing jar, you know?
Okay. So how many items?
And then
I mean,
what
are
do you
we
think
counting
it's
like
be?
A random pen and like,
yes.
So everything?
Yes.
Oh gosh, I'm
everything.
So bad. I'm going to say, I have a pretty big bag. I'm going to say 32.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and say, I'm feeling inside my bag. I'm not looking at anything. I'm just feeling around. And then we're not going to include like individual credit cards or whatever.
Right,
and
right, also, right. No, like a wallet is a wallet. Yeah.
Also, I feel bobby pins count as one unit.
Okay.
So if there's bobby pins, I just, or like change.
Yeah.
Change counts as a unit. Okay. So I'm going to say in my bag, I will find 27 items.
Okay.
You said 34?
Yeah, 32. I think we're in the
32.
Same. And I have to say, okay, so if you've been listening to these more than moms, a month or two ago, we talked about the bags we had just bought. And I actually really love this bag and I keep it relatively clean. It's kind of a work bag, like bigger bag. But I haven't cleaned it recently. And I did know that you wanted to do this episode. So I've been purposely like not thinking about what's in my bag.
Okay, good. All right. So I mean, mine's going to run the gamut. It's going to be everything from probably like a piece of gum that became half unwrapped and now has like a bunch of crap like
nice
wedged in it. You know how that happens and it gets disgusting. There's going to be a lot of sticky pennies.
Well, probably, we maybe need to have a prize for the most random. Mine might be more cleaned out than yours, but I might win the prize because there's some really random stuff in there. Okay, why don't you
all
go
right,
first?
Why don't you go first? You go first.
Okay, I'll go first. Okay, so if you hear rustling, then that is because I'm grabbing my bag. So I have my computer in my bag. I'm taking that out right now. And
okay,
one
that's one item.
Of this
ding.
Bag is,
should yeah. Okay, so I'm gonna keep tally.
Okay.
Of the items, I'm gonna put that right in our like little outline that we're working on here.
Okay. I'm not even looking. Oh yeah, I am. Okay, so I have my computer and this bag has a nice little pocket for it. I have my notebook. I use a Moleskine notebook. And so it's really skinny. It's very flat and thin. It goes right next to my computer. And then in this side, oh, there's more pens down there. So in this little compartment, I'm feeling around, seeing if there's anything extra. I had three
pens.
So that's, I think those are distinct, don't you?
Distinct?
Like three different items?
Yes, me too. Those are three different items.
Okay, so that was the boring section. So now we're moving on to the middle section here. There's another pen, so just put another one.
I want to like make a little sound every time I make an X because I'm just logging X's. Yeah.
Okay. There are a handful, maybe like 30 business cards. That's a unit. But the funny thing is I never, ever give out business cards except for at conferences. And when did we return from Mom 2.0? About seven
it's been
weeks
a month,
ago.
Yeah. 7 weeks. Oh, my
so
gosh.
So just in case I quickly need a business card, which I never do. I have about 30. in there. Okay, are you ready? This is a really good one.
Okay.
So longtime listeners, you guys remember we did a Mother's Day letter writing challenge two Mother's Days ago. So not the one that just passed, but 2017. And Megan, the other day, went to check our business mailbox at the UPS store. And I had a check from advertisers, which was lovely. That's why I went there.
Love it.
And there was a card from a listener from Burlington, Vermont, postmark 28 April 2017.
Oh my goodness, we just got it?
That we just got it. Addressed to us at the correct address. She has beautiful printing. It does say return to sender, undeliverable as addressed, but then it wasn't returned to her. It did get to us. So I have no idea. And it says Happy Mother's Day, and she wrote a beautiful card. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, it's fine. But we did this letter writing challenge, and moms from all over the world sent us snail mail. But this is like 14 months ago.
And very snaily.
Just arrived. She wrote it on April 25th, 2017.
That's amazing.
And her name
What's her name?
Sabrina from Burlington, Vermont.
God, Sabrina, if you're still listening, please let us know.
She is the mom to Bowden, who at the time of this writing was 17 months, which means he's like 2.5 or more.
That is amazing.
Good times. So that was in my bag. But that's the postal service's fault that it's that old.
Right, exactly.
I just picked it up like this week. Okay. All right. I'm going to move along. We have a Trader Joe's receipt. Pretty standard.
Ding.
I have a really cute, I'm rustling it, a really cute pouch that is about, I don't know, like 5x7 that I keep individual items contained. Like, I'm not going to even go through all of them because the pouch is really cute. But looking in here, there is perfume, lipstick, sunscreen, hand sanitizer, Advil. So it's that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So, I mean, there are about 8 items in there, but really it's just the pouch, the self-contained. Okay. I have a little chapstick, the Eos, you know, the little egg-shaped lip balms.
Yep, okay. Yep.
I have a pack of tissues, very utilitarian.
Okay.
I have a pack of wet wipes, like the wet ones. Even though my kids are getting older, those still come in very handy. I have my wallet, which is a hobo wallet, and I love it. It's big and fat, so, I mean, there's a million things in there. Okay, I have my regular sunglasses in a sunglasses case. That's an item. But then I also have like a beater pair of sunglasses that are so scratched. So these are like the kind I fish out of the middle of the car console
right. When
we're going to the beach or something. But they're almost unwearably scratched.
I had a pair like that. Like I couldn't see out them.
Right. Like
anymore.
There's no reason these should be. They really are garbage, but they're
right
at the bottom of my purse. Okay. There's a dirty tissue.
Nice.
A roll of washi tape, which we used a lot also at Mom 2.0. And it was so handy. We used it for a bunch of different things when we were running around at the conference. It was so handy that I just kept it in my purse. So I wouldn't even say I neglected to take it out. I really just decided.
It was worth having on you. Yeah. Nice.
Okay. I'm going to just keep going. Tell me if I need to speed up or slow down. Okay. So this is another interior pocket. Okay. Get ready. There's some funny stuff in here. All right. I have my my Sonos. Not Sonos. That's the speakers. What are our earbuds called? Studio. Thank you.
Studio. Yep.
We have worked with them. They're great. Bluetooth headphones, and they have a cute little pouch, and so I'm like forever grateful that my Bluetooth
that pouch is amazing.
It's
actually
so great
it has
because,
saved my life several times,
and it just you feel really organized when you can put your headphones in a pouch.
Yep,
but wait,
and they don't
for
get
it.
Gross and like you don't lose the little rubbery things.
So wait for it. I remember a long time ago on the podcast when you explained to our listeners that your house is very bread secure, like you'll never run out of bread, and your niece Cecily said, "I'm so glad I feel bread secure." So I am very headphone secure. I work in audio. I work in podcasting. And every device has different headphones, right? Like, remember when iPhones changed from the old, the lightning
that
jack and the headphone jack?
That messed me up, by the way.
So I have our studios, which are Bluetooth. But, you know, hey, sometimes Bluetooth acts up or they get low on batteries. So I also have two different pairs of earbuds. So that would count for one each. One is a regular headphone jack. One is a lightning jack. And then I also have the little converter dongle thing that converts lightning jack to headphone jack. Does that make sense?
That's so
the headphone category, I would count that as four different things.
And that is amazing.
It's
okay.
Because I work on the go and I have to play audio stuff. So I need my headphone. Okay. There's the key jingle jingle. That's the key to our business mailbox.
Nice.
Ooh, a hair tie. I didn't think I had one in here. I'm always looking for one. Okay. I have my Verizon jetpack, my mobile wireless little thing, which I don't use very often, but man, it's handy when I do. I have a business card for urgent care.
Okay.
When I took somebody in recently. Okay, this is really good. Are you ready?
Yes.
I Recently, okay, if you've had braces and you've ever had a permanent retainer cemented on usually your lower, so it's a little wire. Mine was in my mouth for 23 years. And I just had it removed, which is a long story of other reasons why, because I was getting a night guard and stuff, but it's in a plastic bag in my purse.
That it says Sarah Powers.
And it's like, I think they had me keep it because we were going to play around with how this night guard was fitting and there was a chance they were going to put it back on. So it is a tiny half circle, little bended piece of wire that was in my
mouth. I'm feeling mine with my tongue right now because mine's in my mouth.
It was in my mouth for 23 years and now it's in my purse.
That reminds me of the time I carried around baby teeth in a plastic bag in my purse.
Yes.
And to honest to God, I don't even remember why I had baby teeth in my purse, but I just didn't take them out for a really long time. So,
and then you never know whose they are.
No. By the time I remember to take them out, I'm like, well, I don't know who. These are just going to go in the pile. Baby
All
teeth
right.
pile.
I have one more pocket. So we're getting closer to the end. I have in the next pocket, I have a printout of my calendar I've talked about before. I have a digital calendar, but I print it often so I can look at it. It's actually in the whole summer too. So it's several pages, but calendar printout. Another sunscreen. What is this? Buy one, get one free to Legoland. That could come in handy.
Okay, nice.
Anybody needs that? Two written thank you cards for preschool teachers, because right after we finish recording, I'm going to pick up my last preschooler from her last day. I know, I was feeling a little nostalgic. One of the teachers in particular has had multiple kids of mine. So two snail mail handwritten cards. Ooh, two more hair ties. I don't know if you want to bulk.
I think I'll bulk the hair
ties.
Okay,
but I didn't think I had any, and so far we've found three. A crumpled receipt.
Four.
Madewell. I returned something. Okay, these are, I will count them. You can count them as a unit. They're what you tear off those checks that come in the mail, like the little like stubs. Little paper.
Why are those in your purse?
I opened a check.
You just didn't throw the
I just didn't throw
part
them away.
Away.
And then another pen and another lip gloss. Okay.
What kind of lip gloss?
Good question. Rimmel.
Oh, okay.
It's like a light
pink. What color is it?
A light pink, like frosty kind of.
Is that everything?
Yeah, that's everything.
Okay, I'm going to count them up now. You ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34. Oh my gosh, 34. Oh, you said 32.
I said 32, okay, 30, but that was a total wild
34.
Guess.
Also, I want to add that that does not count. You said you had eight of something and I did not count those.
Yeah,
as
that
individual.
Was in. There's a little pouch that has like smaller things in it. But
if you did count that, I counted seven of those separately. So that would be 41.
Okay.
So,
yeah,
I sort of feel like those things in there count separately.
They are separate things. There was some perfume bottle.
Right. Yes. Okay, right. So 34 items. That's not, it's not terrible.
I feel like I was pretty organized. There were some random. All right, your turn.
So, excuse me. I want to point out that I have a separate computer bag. So none of my, if I went through that bag, I think it would have even more random and unusual things because I don't dig in it as much. Like I use it to carry my computer around.
Right.
But there are things I put in that bag and then don't touch until I go to a conference or something, right?
So it's like a time capsule.
It's a time capsule, exactly. But so this is just my purse. This is not my business life. This is my Megan life. Okay.
All right.
First thing right on top is my phone. I mean, that's obvious. Are you going to keep track of how many things there are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's my first. Next, I have a box of Trident.
Okay.
Spearmint Trident.
Okay.
I have to complain. I do not like their new packaging at all.
Is it like where it's like an envelope?
Yeah, like opens, it almost opens like an elaborately folded like note you would send to your friend in high school.
Yeah.
I don't like it because
maybe
it opens up.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It used to just be like a little, the gum would come out one end.
Yeah.
And you kind of would have to dig for it, right? This opens up like a wallet.
Yes. That's what I'm picturing. Yeah.
And then it like unfolds. Yeah. It's like a bifold wallet. And the problem is when it unfolds, all the gum falls out.
Yeah,
they did recently upgrade the gum wrapping itself from paper to foil, which I appreciate because it stays on better.
Oh,
but overall, I do not think this was a change for the better. And I want them to bring back their old packaging because
are you listening?
Now, my gum falls out at I'm going to say 3-to-1 rate over how it used to.
Poor performance.
It
Quality
is.
Control
it's
needs to get
it's
involved.
Basically unacceptable. So I do love Trident. It is my gum of choice. It says it's bursting with more flavor with an asterisk, which makes me think they changed the formula. But I like how much... But I like that Trident doesn't have an insane amount of flavor. Like, I don't like the gum where you put it in your mouth and it makes your mouth hurt.
Right.
I can only eat like half of those gums.
I don't chew gum usually. I'm like... certain times. Okay.
And I only like spearmint.
Okay.
That's not true. I also really like the bubblegum flavor and I like the white peppermint, but spearmint is my absolute favorite. So
that's
spent
right?
a long time. Yes, okay. Green. Spent a long time talking about gum, but my gum is very important. And I don't chew gum all the time either, but when I want it, I really, really want it. And I'm very happy to have it, which is why it's so disappointing when it falls out into the bottom of my first Trident corporate. Please obey
Get on
me.
This.
Yeah. All right. Next thing. It is my hobo wallet.
Yep.
And they're weird. There's something sticking out of it. It's a looks like some kind of a raffle ticket from Indiana. I don't have any idea what that was for. I must have been at some kind of event
kind of
recently.
Ambient event for you? You go to Indiana and enter a
I don't really remember that. Let me. Okay. I'm gonna look in my wallet really quick. It's got all the obvious, usual wallety kind of stuff, but I'm gonna look inside the interior. I've got a bunch of free wine tasting passes to a winery here in town. Oh, I've got one of those things for Walgreens where, like, if you spend like $5, you get an additional 5,000 points.
Yeah.
Like those rewards points. Those are very valuable and I forget about them sometimes. So I'm glad to have that. Okay. I've got the receipt for my
kids. Are we still
in
your wallet?
Nope. Okay. No, now we're done.
Okay.
I've got
so
the
I'm
receipt.
Gonna count the raffle ticket as a separate, but
oh yeah, that was falling. That was like just accidentally wedged
stuck
in my wallet.
To it. Okay.
Yeah. But also you should count separately the receipt to my kids' tennis camp.
Okay, got it. I'm on track.
Next I've got a Knipe hand cream. That is a sponsor we just recently worked with. It's Spring Awakening. It's like a little purple, it smells really like really floral, and I like it a lot.
Nice.
That is in there. I like to always have a hand lotion.
I need to move toward that because I'm always wishing I had hand lotion and it's usually, I keep one on my desk at home, but not in my bag.
I've got the extra key to my Jeep.
Okay.
I don't know why this is in my purse.
Is that a good place for it? I feel like my key is like in a drawer.
It should never
home.
Be in my purse. Yeah. I have no idea why it's in here. I bet you I used it for something like maybe I didn't want to take my whole key.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I went kayaking the other day and I didn't want to take my huge
key
ring.
Chain. Yeah.
I just wanted a little one I could stick in a baggie to keep it safe from water. But then I forgot to take it out of my purse, which kind of defeats the purpose of having, you know.
Right.
I've got my regular keychain.
Okay.
right under that. All right. I want to like tell you what's on here because this I just cleaned out my keychain and there were probably 10 keys on it that I had no idea what they went to, which
is a problem.
Yeah, it's a real problem. But I've got a lot of keys on here. Okay. So I've got my Jeep key. I've got my camper key. I've got 3 different athletic club membership tags, of which I only actively use one. I've got my shed key and my house key, and then I've got my fob that gets me into the radio station. That's not too bad.
But a lot of those are essential.
They're except, all essential, except for the rand. Well, you should have seen this a month ago. It was pretty terrible. Like, okay. It had so much crap. It had like a library, like a old library, you know, like scanny card that was so old. All the plastic had peeled off and the part that you scan had actually ripped out. It didn't even exist anymore. Right. So it was just like the plastic piece at the back and then the plastic coating from the top. But like the piece that actually does the job was missing entirely. Okay. I've got 1 contact lens. I'm just going to toss that in its own stack because I have no idea how many contact lenses I'm going to find.
Okay.
I've got a Neutrogena Rapid Wrinkle Repair Serum. I don't know why this would be in my purse.
Me neither.
I would never use this during the day. So I don't know. That should probably come out. I just found my first piece of bottom of the purse gum.
Okay.
I'm also going to, put that in a stack because there's going to be more than that.
Okay.
I've got some foil. I don't.
Like tin foil?
I don't. Oh, no. You know what this is? It looks like the foil that comes off the top of a Pringles can.
Probably. Maybe it is.
I don't really eat Pringles that often, but there must have been. Or a tennis ball. Can or so it came out. This is like the freshness seal for something.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Random. Another piece of partially unwrapped gum that's disgusting now, and I can never use it.
Okay.
2 more contacts.
Okay.
Hair tie.
Okay.
Guess what that is?
It's our hangover remedy.
Advil. I am very brand specific. I like Advil because it tastes like sugar. And I feel like if I have to take a pill, I might as well enjoy it a little bit. Okay, so putting that on there.
You and I do rock the same little mini Advil container. I just refill mine with generic. I don't care. And I combine Advil and Tylenol, which I know you have opinions about.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine. I don't mind Tylenol. I know it does the job. I just never take it.
Yeah. So, and I don't do it very often.
But it did freak me out when that one time when you had like just a random pill bottle and it had all the stuff mixed up together in it.
Yeah.
Felt a little unsafe to me, but that's okay because you can easily tell the difference between
Tylenol. Yeah, I know the differences, but yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. I've got just the mirror to a CoverGirl clean compact.
Oh, sad.
Don't have any idea what. I bet you the compact itself probably broke and got powder all over the inside of a different purse. And then I probably was like, oh, but this mirror could come in handy. You never have too many mirrors.
This should live at the bottom of my next bag.
Right, exactly. I have got a mascara.
Okay. Wow.
All the words are rubbed off. Let me look at the label.
Does it actually have mascara, unlike the one you loaned me in Phoenix, which was
dead? It does, actually. It's pretty good. It's not as good as you like, though. You really like a really wet.
I need like, a lot of mascara. Fresh.
You need like freshness. This is a L'Oreal Voluminous.
Yeah, that's what I use.
In black.
I like that one.
All of mine, the tops are chewed. Because I will say one thing about the L'Oreal Voluminous, they don't open easily. So I tend to put one end in my mouth and like do it with my teeth. And so the ends of mine are all chewed. And I don't like putting things in my mouth like that. I feel like that's really bad for your teeth. But like I've had several occasions now where I cannot get the tops off of this particular brand of mascara.
Hmm.
I love the mascara, but the tops don't come off easily. So they're chewed. Hmm. Moving on. Oh, my God. Okay. This is so disgusting. First of all, let me just tell you that since growing my hair out, there's hair everywhere.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
But I just dug out of the bottom of my purse a piece of unwrapped Trident. Thank you very much, Trident Corporation. With the wrapper still stuck to it, thankfully, right? But like not on it.
Yeah.
A dime stuck to it and like a huge wad of my hair.
Oh, gross.
That's disgusting. Okay, so that's my third piece of Trident that is no longer in the package. It's in the bottom of my purse. Okay, I have got my, what's the brand? My amazing lip palette that we got out of our FabFitFun box.
Yeah, it's, lordy. Ish?
We know.
Ish. Isn't it? Yeah, ish. ISH. Yeah.
Yes. I love Ish. I love that
lip palette too. And I keep moving it. Like I've thought about keeping it in my purse. I don't use it enough because it's not like where I want it to be. I moved it to our downstairs bathroom because I thought maybe I'll use it right before I leave. Anyway, love it.
Well, I'm missing the brush from my Ish and I'm hoping I find it in my purse. The other thing say is that a sugar packet burst inside of my purse because I like to carry around sugar packets and tea bags with me like an old woman.
Because you're an old lady. Okay.
Because I'm an old lady. And now there's sugar, but only in one color on the palette. And luckily it's one I never use. It's like that taupey beige color, but it's all covered with sugar. I'm disgusting. Like I just seem like a really gross person right now. All right. Another piece of gum. This one's actually pretty intact. I think I could still take that.
Just pop it
another health club membership card.
Okay.
Not stuck to anything, just random. A compact Revlon Color Stay.
Okay.
That one is like really big and fat. I love the powder, but it's really hard to put if you're like using a clutch purse or like a little party purse. Like it's way too big.
Yeah.
I've got a Burt's Bees pomegranate lip balm.
Okay. Can I tell you a really, really fast, funny story about that?
Yes, you
absolutely. That flavor of pomegranate, the Burt's Bees pomegranate, I had one time when I was early pregnant, when I was super, super nauseous. And so I could never, ever, ever, ever use it again. It will just, you know how smells are like immediate trigger. And so that in my mind is like a pukey, queasy smell, even though it's lovely. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. I love pomegranate. It's my favorite Burt's Bees. I also like it's got like a real, like little hint of color to it.
A little bit.
But here's what I think. I think it smells like an illegal drug.
Oh.
I think it has a very skunky smell to it that reminds me a lot of college. I'm not going to get too much into what more of that. And everybody else I've let smell it thinks I'm crazy. But if anyone out there is a Burt's Bees pomegranate lip balm user and also thinks it has a skunky, herbal smell that reminds you of walking through the quad at one point. Like, please let me know because it really, brings back some memories for sure.
Wow.
Okay. Yes. I have, three more contact lenses.
Oh, nice.
I'm really contact lens secure. I'm very nervous about being out and finding that like my contact rolls up in my eyeball or something and I need a new one and can't find it. So I'm always, I have another one of those Walgreens rewards things. Nice. Man, I got to go shopping.
Go to Walgreens.
Like soon, because it expires.
Get some new mascara.
Yeah, good idea. Okay, I have another health club membership card. What is going on? I have another lip balm or another lip gloss. Sorry, okay. This is a L'Oreal. One of those ones, like it's in a tube.
Uh-huh.
The brand or the name of it is Warnoff. Oh, it's Brilliant. Oh, no, that's French. I don't know. It's lip gloss.
Okay.
And it's in like a raisin, like a plummy, like raisiny color.
Oh, pretty.
I have two Sharpie, not the Sharpie pens, but like the really fine
yes,
point
Yes, you like
markers.
To write in real life for those. Yeah.
Yeah. And I have a light purple and a red. I like to write. I like to get them in different colors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hold on a second. I have, I think, a peso. Hold on a second. I've got coins that are not U.S. tender. Let's just put it that way.
When was the last time you were out of the country?
Estados Unidos Mexicanos.
Okay.
I've never been to Mexico.
This is, you win. I thought my retainer was
going to win. It's 1992. It says like $2. I have no idea what that means. I don't know their currency well enough.
Okay.
But yeah. Okay. That's really random. Just some random wrappers, like lots of like gum wrappers. Let's see. Some bobby pins. All right. Hold on. I'm going to be rustling around here for a second just to make sure I got to the bottom. So this purse is just basically one big bottom section and then a couple little side pouches. So I'm getting close to being done.
Okay.
Business cards. A whole bunch of my own.
Okay.
Christine Coe's from
Shout
Out
to
Life.
Christine Coe.
Hey, Christine.
Just because you might never know how to contact her otherwise.
Exactly. I really needed her business card pretty badly. Okay, going into one of the pouches. I got a bunch of coins. I've got pearl earrings.
Nice.
Like really cheesy fake pearl earrings.
From a play, maybe?
Yeah, I wore these in Hairspray.
Okay.
Because I was like the older mom.
Okay.
The very proper mom. Okay, so that's all from that. Oh, an earring back. Oh, I'm putting that next to my bed. I need that.
That's good stuff.
That's good stuff. That is a necessary thing. More wrappers. A tiny screw. Like a really, really tiny Phillips head screw.
Hmm.
Not even a real Phillips head. It's just got like a cross. That looks like it went to a pair of sunglasses. I'm going to.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. More coins. Another earring back, but only the plastic part. You know, sometimes they have like the little. Yep. Just the plastic part.
Yeah. I mean, that would do in a pinch.
Well, no, because this one is missing the thing that holds that tightens and holds it on.
Got it.
It would do nothing in a pinch. It would fall off. So it's trash. Bunch more change. Now, my studio earbuds are actually charging right now in the kitchen.
Okay.
Otherwise, those would be in here.
Right.
But I do have a regular pair of earbuds that I just pulled out. I just used them at a radio remote earlier today, actually. And these are just cheapies. I bought these like at Walgreens.
Yeah.
And, you know. But I also have the dongle you gave me.
Did I give you one? See,
you
I want you
dongle.
To be headphone secure.
But you know, when you gave me this dongle a long time ago, it was, what was the time we got together? Not last time, but the time before Phoenix, right?
Phoenix in January.
In January. That's when you gave me this dongle because I had just gotten my newer iPhone.
Yeah, you had a new iPhone and you were like, I don't know.
I was really frustrated about the lightning port being the only situation. And
so you needed a dongle.
I needed a dongle and you gave me one. And now I use that dongle a lot.
Okay.
So thank you. Oh, another earring back, but a different style. This is like one of those like curvy.
Okay.
It looks like a little bee.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I think I'm reaching the end. Random piece of plastic. Oh, bunch of change. That's it. I'm done.
Okay.
Count up my items.
All right. I'm counting. I did group things like change, but I counted individual of a lot of things. So it's going to be high. 5, 10. 48 is what I counted.
I love that I grossly underestimated how much crap I have in my purse.
I mean, there was a lot of little things in there.
There was a lot. This might have gone a little long. I did not anticipate how much stuff would be in my purse.
Well, guys,
okay.
If you're still with us, it means that you enjoy a deep dive into our purses. Maybe this has inspired you to clean out your bags. Tell us the most random thing that you find. Seriously, message us a picture or email us a picture if you find something more random than either of the next two things I'm going to mention. One, a retainer that was in your mouth for 23 years. Two, Mexican pesos when you haven't ever been to Mexico. If you can beat those two items, I don't know what we'll do, but we'll give you a shout out on a future podcast.
And Christine Coe, now that I know how to get in touch with you, let's be friends, okay?
Let's be friends. I really hope that Christine emails us back. Okay, guys, join us on Tuesday. A really normal episode. Actually, we do. I want to give a shout out. We have two back-to-back listener questions episodes, which are some of our favorite to do. If you're a new listener and you made it this far, then wow, congratulations. But we take listener questions on all kinds of parenting topics, and that's what you'll get for the next two Tuesdays. And we love recording those and sharing those with you.
Really, really fun.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon.